All right, I am Triple M's Cassie from Triple M Rock News, and opposite me here in the Melbourne studios is Dave Gleeson. He's the singer of the Screaming Jets today, and also the Angels, but today we've got you as the Screaming Jets.
Yep.
Now, before we walked into the studio, you actually took a trip down memory lane.
Indeed.
When were you here? Who were you here with?
I was here interviewing the great late Chris Cornell, I guess maybe 7 years ago. Sat in this very studio that we're in. I'm sitting in the chair that Chris was in. What an enigmatic guy. It was definitely one of the thrills of my life to sit there and ask him a few questions. And I say this to people and they look at me funny, but you got lost in his eyes. He had this most intense gaze. So very sad that he's no longer with us. But and then a bunch of us went round and watched him perform a song in the studio around the corner. So yeah, it was amazing.
Wow.
I love that's what I love about doing radio is interviewing people. Like I interviewed like Don McLean, a whole raft of other people, Mossy, Barnsley. You know, all my heroes. I got to ask them questions that I wanted the answer to.
And when you do have that connection with the musician, you have a connection with them anyway. But someone like Chris Cornell, when he passes and you hear that news, you wake up and you see it on the telly. Does it just cut deeper once you've had that connection with him?
I think it did. I think I was a little bit more moved than I probably would have been. Certainly was something that. Knocked me back in me seat a little bit when I found out that he'd passed on, but it does I guess give you that little more connection with them rather than just hearing or seeing them.
Yeah, and it's you know being a frontman and being a voice, you can understand as a fan and also as a frontman how the fans would feel.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Even with the success that we've had with the Jets and that I'm enjoying with the Angels as well, you've come to appreciate how important the music is and how important, you know, people really want to know about what you're doing and you know, not just to do with gigs and stuff, but, you know, family life and all that kind of stuff. So I can understand why it was such a huge impact.
Now, let's get back to the Jets, Gleeso. You guys have just announced a new album and a brand new tour, as if you've got time up your sleeve. I still don't know how you get to fit everything in. Tell us about the new record. So you've gone back to the old and the covers.
Yeah. Well, because it's our 30th anniversary next year. So we're going to bring out an album of new tracks next year. But we still wanted to do something... released something this year because Chrome came out now in 2016, so that's a couple of years ago. So we wanted to put something else out, and I wanted in the beginning. I said, "What about we just compile a bunch of the covers? Because we've always enjoyed doing covers. Like Ain't No Fun, Waiting Around to Be a Millionaire by Akadaka, and Keep on Rocking in the Free World. They're like encore songs that we've done over the years. So I just said, let's just compile a bunch of those songs, put them out, and our bass player Paulie said. That sounds like a bit of a, you know, lack of trying. So then we came up with the idea to do the Great Australian Rock Volume 1, the Rock Songbook. And, we're currently recording. We're doing Dragon, Rain, an AC/DC song, Rock and Roll Damnation. What else is Stevie Wright guitar band, and we're getting a bunch of guitarists who are based here in Melbourne to come and play on the record as well. So we instead of doing it half-assed, we're doing it fully cocked and loaded. So it's really good fun.
Which is generally how the Jets do it.
Yeah, well, that's half-assed.
I mean fully cocked and loaded.
And we're doing it with Steve James, who's been our producer for a long time. He got back on board and did the Chrome album and in 2016, but he did the first two albums and then he did World Gone Crazy, which was our fourth album, I think. So
you're looking at me to confirm this with you, like I'm the one that was there.
So he's been an integral part of the sound, and so we just have a blast working together, and the songs are sounding great. So really exciting to get them into shape.
Now, to get that, you got a song list together, which I checked out, and you can see on the Triple M website the short list that you put it down to like, what, 30, 40 odd songs. And that whole list, I was like, oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. And I was experiencing, I was imagining what you guys would, how you guys would do it.
Yep.
And so I was excited to see that shortlist. But then, you know, 20 of them have been cut. So how many songs are actually making the final album?
We're going to do 15 on the final album. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's, well, that's the thing why we had to call it Volume 1, because there's plenty of scope for, and these are all songs that we've loved since, or for growing up and forming their own musical identity, you know, Men at Work as well, and you know, just all the bands that we've all loved and listened to as young fellas, we're getting a chance to tip our hats to them and say thanks a lot.
And the decision to come up with those 15 songs was pretty hard. So you did hire some fans and some Triple M listeners to help out. With that response, was there some songs that you're like, oh shit, that's a bit of a challenge, but got to do it. The fans want it.
Yeah, yeah. There's a couple on there that are going to stretch the vocal capacity. I mean, the one that I knew everyone was going to vote for was Gimme Head by the Radiators.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, how have you not recorded this one?
And it's just so much fun. I mean, we're getting in there and in a really nice studio, Sing Sing, where we've recorded before, and you know, it's just really nice to get in with the boys and create something that's fun to do. Because when you're doing your original stuff, you can be pulling your hair out because you know you're looking for melodies and you can't find. I'm looking for a sound. I'm looking for an echo. But with the songs that have already been done, you've got the template there, and you just try and be faithful to that.
Now, in the olden days, I say this, in the olden days, back in the 60s when rock and roll was being born, a lot of the early bands started off doing covers, and then that's where they got their inspiration to write music. Now, back when the Jets started, were you guys doing covers around Newey before you started
definitely.
Doing your own music?
The first band I was in, myself and Grant Walmsley, Aspect, we started that together, and that was all covers when we first started. Oh, actually, no, we had... Because his nickname was Grunt, so we had the Gruntstrumental, and another one called Change of State that I think he'd write. So that we in the beginning, all covers, but there was always that kind of knowledge that we were going to be writing our own stuff. But it's definitely where you learn. That's where you learn what you love about songs. You know, mm-hmm. I met this dude once, and he said, "Yeah, I've never played a cover." I was like, "What?" So you just, the first thing you ever did when you learnt to play guitar was write your own songs, was it? It's like some people are very silly about that stuff. But we cut our teeth on the songs that we loved. And at one stage we were specifically Australian covers. We didn't do any of that American stuff. So that was kind of one of our ethos. But it's definitely where you learn to cut your teeth, and you learn what you love about songwriting and what you don't like about songwriting.
So going back to the covers and going back to, you know, exploring the history of Aussie rock, I'm really excited to see what this new record that's going to come out next year is going to shape up to be, because it's kind of like taking you all the way back to square one.
Yeah, absolutely. It's giving us that energy. We're 30 years now, so it's good to have things that make you excited about getting into the studio. And, the last album that we recorded, the Chrome album, was that was really good for us, because we put in a lot of hard work and it kind of paid off. There was some good reaction. It didn't go through the roof or anything like that, but it was really well received and reviewed. So it inspired us to move on and keep writing new songs.
Yep. Now with the songbook, what I'm excited about is you guys going back and just paying respects to a lot of these Aussie bands like the Radiators that do go under the radar.
Yeah.
Are you kind of seeing it as a bit of an education for your fans of like, this is actually where we came from?
Yeah, it's like our history writ large. I mean, we do Rain by Dragon. Yep. That was a song we used to do.
Are they Kiwi?
Yeah, I know. You know what they say. It's like when Russell Crowe wins an Academy Award, he's an Australian. When he throws a phone at someone, he's a Kiwi, right?
So in this instance, we'll keep Dragon.
Yeah, that's right. They were so such an amazing live force when they moved over here from New Zealand, and they pretty well conquered Australia very quickly. But yeah, doing songs like that and doing songs like, well, we're even doing an Angel song.
Is that cheating, Gleeso? I feel like I'm not getting my money's worth.
Well, we did a bit of a change up in it. I don't know what John and Rick are going to think of it, but I'm sure they'll let me know. But yeah.
What, you're going to be playing drums?
No, a bit of a musical change. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's where we came from and our fans. The thing I love about the Screaming Jets and the thing I love about the Angels, I'm sure that's what the fans love as well, like the energy, the great songs that have been written by Paul and Grant over the years. So, yeah, I think we're all on the same page when it comes to that.
Now, let's talk about the live shows because you're going to be taking this one on the road.
Yep.
I'm so stoked. I mean, I love seeing the Jets play any old day, but seeing these covers and seeing the shortlist, I'm excited. I'm kind of getting a bit like, oh gosh, you know, like it's hard not to move at a Jets gig, but something like this, it's going to feel like an old school disco almost because you already know all the songs. There's also no drink breaks. So you're going to have like an interval or something so we can go and refuel at the
bar.
Well,
that's right. We'll be doing like a two set thing, I think, because we're still going to do a bunch of Jet songs as well.
Good.
Boom Crash Opera are going to be on the road with us as well. So they've got a bunch of hits. But yeah, look, it's going to be like a party. That's pretty well how we've recorded the whole record. It's like just get in there and do it like it's going to be at a party. And that's the way it's going to be at the live gigs as well.
And so you said you are here in Melbourne recording the album and you're kind of going back to the 80s rock and roll vibe. You're hanging out at the Prince of Wales after the studio. I'm like, I had to kind of check my watch and make sure that we're still in the same era.
Yes. I was actually at Leo's Spaghetti Bar, which is the first time that we ever stayed in St Kilda. Was at a place called the Pebble Court, which is, I think it's a break free now, like a budget accommodation. And believe you me, back in the day, it was budget accommodation. You'd open the door and there'd be a junkie sitting in the doorway. There was fights between hookers down in the back lane. It was nuts.
St Kilda.
So last night went to Leo's Spaghetti Bar and then went to the POW and it was just like 1990 all over again. So, look, in the beginning it was really hard for us down here. We weren't immediately accepted down here. Took us a few tours to kind of start to get a following. So those early days were pretty rough. Only had enough money to get a minestrone at Leo's.
And that's between the whole band.
Yeah.
Not even each.
And now, you know, we've moved up to Topo's now, of course. We hook into Topo's at 2 o'clock in the morning and have something to eat, which is a great idea. But, yeah, we've certainly grown to love it down here. And four of the guys live here. So that's easy. That's the way the Jets roll now. A bunch of them live down the peninsula.
Oh, lovely!
And then and Scotty, our guitar player, lives down at Lake Tyres, which is four hours away from here. So everyone's a Melbourneite now.
Yeah, except for you.
Except me. No,
too far south.
Too far south. I've been sentenced to Adelaide.
Well, look, I'm going to let you go because you've got a huge day, but it's been an absolute pleasure having a chat to you. And we will have all the tour dates and all the info on the new album available on the website.
No worries. Thanks, Cassie.
Thanks so much, Gleeso.